Hey, everybody. Welcome into a quick edition of Future Blue on the Block M Podcast Network, a part of the Fans First Sports Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and with me today is John Simmons, recruiting contributor at MaizeTheBrew.com. Of course, you can see all of our written content on this breaking news over at MaizeTheBrew.com, and that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about something that has just been made public now, and that is a 2024 five-star quarterback Jaden Davis has committed to Jim Harbaugh and the Maize and Blue. This is just absolutely huge news regarding this 2024 class for Michigan. Just a quick rundown of Davis as a prospect. He's about 6'1". He's 202 pounds, plays high school football at Providence Day in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is ranked 28th overall on the composite, the number one player in the state of North Carolina, and the number four quarterback prospect in this 24 class. He just visited a couple weekends ago for an unofficial visit to meet Kirk Campbell, the new quarterbacks coach, for the very first time. And clearly that visit went quite well with Kirk Campbell, Jim Harbaugh, and everybody else. All of the crystal ball predictions were in on Michigan before he pulled the trigger. So this isn't shocking news by any means, but it is still huge breaking news for Michigan's 2024 class here. He chose Michigan over his other top four finalists, Ohio State, Clemson, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And Michigan's class stands strong as the number three overall class in the composite rankings on 24/7 Sports. He joins the likes of four-star running back Jordan Marshall, four-star safety Jacob Oden, and four-star tight end Hogan Hansen, just to name a few guys. So, John, I want to pass the baton to you. I mean, how big is this for Michigan's 24 class? This is just, in my opinion, this is potentially the biggest commitment Michigan has had since J.J. McCarthy in the 2021 class. You could maybe argue Will Johnson in the 22 class, but regardless, I mean, absolutely huge news for Michigan in this 24 class, and they finally get the elite quarterback prospect that they've been looking for all along.
Yeah, it's huge, especially when you consider that they didn't really get a big quarterback in last year's class. They settled on Kendrick Bell, who's kind of an athlete, not really known as a quarterback prospect. So, you know, you can't really skip quarterback in any class. And it's been a while since they got a highly rated one. So it's huge for Michigan to restock that room and keep the talent high there. And Davis is going to have a chance to see the field pretty early there as a freshman, depending on what J.J. McCarthy's decision is after the this upcoming season. So I think that this was is a huge victory for Michigan, obviously just to keep that that room really talented and keep that string of good quarterback play going.
Yeah, it's such a big commitment, and you hit on a few of the really key reasons why. And yeah, I mean, if J.J. McCarthy has a good year in 2023 and decides to go to the NFL draft, I don't want to say the room is bare by any means, you know, without Jaden Davis if he had not committed. But I mean, you got a lot of developmental guys with Alex Orji, Jaden Denegal, and Davis Warren. Obviously, Jack Tuttle is a reserve. He's the backup quarterback this year, but he's only going to be in Ann Arbor for one season. This is his final year of collegiate eligibility. So it's absolutely huge, like you said. And, you know, just to rattle off some stats here, you know, obviously at Providence Day School, a huge player. This past season as a junior, he threw for 3,425 yards, 43 touchdowns, only threw six picks, and completed 72.5% of his passes. And he won the Division I state championship game. And in that game, he went 18 of 28 for 350 yards and six touchdowns. And he was named Mr. Football in the state of North Carolina after that junior year. So really big. I mean, like you said, you know, just because of the, you know, I don't want to say likelihood, but potential that JJ McCarthy could go to the NFL draft. But I also want to talk more about how this could impact Michigan's 24 class moving forward. So, like I said, it's ranked number nine or number three overall in this 2024 class on the composite and 24/7 sports. Jordan Marshall is the four-star running back. So that's a very good a duo just right there on the offensive side of the ball with Davis and him. And then you've got Hogan Hansen, the four-star tight end. And you got a couple offensive linemen as well, four-star Luke Hamilton, who's projecting to the interior, and then three-star Ben Roebuck, who is more of a tackle prospect at 6'7", 320. So you've got a really good foundation for this 24 class now, but I have a hunch that Jaden Davis is going to help Michigan bring in some highly talented players on the offensive side of the ball. A couple guys that come to mind, Brady Prescorn is a very clear one at the tight end position, top 50 guy in the state of Michigan from Rochester. Blake Frazier is a four-star offensive lineman from the state of Texas, but he's a legacy recruit, and he was on that unofficial visit with Jaden Davis a couple weeks ago. It has formed a pretty decent friendship, it looks like, there. And then a couple wide receivers from Providence Day as well, with Channing Goodwin and Jordan Shipp, both being highly regarded players that Michigan is going after in this class. And that's just naming a few, John. I mean, there are a few others that I could name, but at the end of the day, this is certainly going to help bolster Michigan's 24 class. And not only on the offensive side of the ball, but I would anticipate defensive players would want to come to Michigan as well, just knowing that they have a highly regarded five-star quarterback in their class. So you assume that you're probably going to have some pretty good success at the college level if you've got a five-star quarterback in your class as well. So just regarding the 24 cycle now moving forward, John, I think this is absolutely huge for the class as a whole, and I wanted to get your thoughts on that as well.
Yep, I think getting a big time quarterback is one of the best things you can do for your recruiting class. That's the one position I think that is a true kind of ringleader for the rest of the class and has the most pull out of anyone. So, getting him on board is great, especially since he's already shown, even when he wasn't committed, that he's going to be a good recruiter for his peers and be enthusiastic about it. You know, I think back to when him and Brian Robinson were on campus together for a visit, and he said, you know, wouldn't you want to play with me rather than against me? So, you know, he is even recruiting those defensive players. So I think it's going to be a really good catalyst for Michigan's class, even though, you know, it was already going great with Marshall and Roebuck last week, but this is just another really huge addition and going to be the biggest one of the cycle.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny this is the biggest commitment Michigan's had in a couple years, because they didn't really have, I guess rankings wise, at least they didn't have a clear cut five-star top player. You know, Etta is a great player on the defensive side of the ball, but he wasn't even ranked in the top 100. So Michigan now has two top 100 players in this class with Davis and Jordan Marshall, both on the offensive side of the ball. And this really couldn't come at a better time, because this is a really important cycle for Michigan to bank on highly talented players. Cause after this season, this 23 season, you could very well lose McCarthy. You could very well lose Donovan Edwards. You're probably going to lose some of the offensive linemen that came back. I would assume Trevor Keegan, Zach Zinter, those guys are probably gone. So many other guys, Cornelius Johnson, Roman Wilson at the wide receiver position. Those guys are seniors. It's going to be a little bit of a roster turnover after this upcoming season. So to, kind of just reload, in recruiting as far as, the talent aspect goes, it's really good that they now have a five-star QB, a highly regarded four-star running back that you just stole away from Ohio State, by the way. Let's not glance over that. And then some other players that could very well be on the way, because this very well could lend to a domino effect of getting commitments. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan ended up getting more like very, very soon, because there are a few guys that I'm surprised haven't committed at this point, John. I mean, Imarian Stewart has visited a dozen times at this point, it seems like, and it still hasn't committed. Maybe that leads him to a public commitment. Maybe Blake Frazier, the legacy prospect that he visited with a couple weeks ago, maybe he ends up committing. I mean, who knows? You just don't know who's going to end up doing it, but I do know that it is going to help with recruiting at the very least in this 24 class. So, John, I'm going to pass it back to you one final time here for some final thoughts, and I guess just take it away, John, with whatever else you've got left as far as this commitment goes, because, again, this is just absolutely huge and really, really important for Michigan with the future of the football program. So final thoughts for you, my friend John.
Yeah, I just think it's really exciting. He's going to be battling J.J. McCarthy for the top quarterback recruit of the Harbaugh era. You know, he's right around where McCarthy was at right now, rankings-wise, but, you know, there's still some time to go for his ranking to finalize. But I think it's going to be exciting to watch him, you know, in a senior campaign in the fall. He had led him to a state title last year and won all the awards in the state. So I'm sure he has a really good shot to repeat that next year. And I just think he's going to be a great ambassador for Michigan's football team and the university as a whole. So it's good to see Michigan finally get a big time QB since it's been a few cycles since that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just big in so many ways. And hopefully his ranking doesn't continue to go down, because I'm looking at the history on the rankings right now on 24/7. And it's just it's went down a little bit ever since. I mean, he was the number one ranked player on February 21st of 2022. And then since then, he's just went down a little bit. He's number 28 right now on 24/7's personal rankings. And I mean, he's been around where he's at right now ever since he's been ranked. But yeah, if he ends up not being a five-star, guys, just don't freak out. He's a really, really, really good player and a quarterback that Michigan needed in this cycle. So can't say enough good things about this one. Just a huge win on the recruiting trail for Jim Harbaugh, and a very good quarterback for Kirk Campbell for his first commitment as a quarterbacks coach of Michigan. So kudos to him as well. So, I mean, that's really all I got for now. I mean, you can check out all of our written content on MesaBrew.com, and we'll probably end up talking more about this on future editions of the Future Blue podcast as a part of the Fans First Sports Network. So stay tuned for all of that. But in the meantime, have a good weekend, everybody. Enjoy the spring game if you're going or if you're watching on TV. And yeah, certainly appreciate all of you out there listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Follow John on Twitter at Simmons_John. And please subscribe to our podcast. It's now called the Block M Podcast Network on the Fans First Sports Network. And five stars and reviews, certainly appreciate all of that support as well. And yeah, we will talk to you on a future edition of Future Blue in the very near future. But until then, 2024 five-star quarterback Jaden Davis is now a Michigan Wolverine. Go celebrate, Wolverines Nation. And we'll talk to you guys in the very near future, and go Blue.